One day, Sarvam Bhattacharya came before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with folded hands and submitted a request. Since all the Vaishnavas had returned to Bengal, there was a good chance that the Lord would accept an invitation. Sarvam Bhattacharya said, "Please accept my invitation for lunch for 1 month." The Lord replied, "That is not possible, because it is against the religious principles of a sannyasi." Sarvam then said, "Please accept the invitation for 20 days. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, "It is not a religious principle of the renounced order." When Sarvam requested Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to accept lunch for 15 days, the Lord said, "I shall accept lunch at your place for only 1 day." Sarvam Bhattacharya then caught hold of the Lord's lotus hand and submissively begged, "Please accept lunch for at least 10 days. In this way, by and by, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reduced the duration to 5 days. Thus, for 5 days, he regularly accepted the Bhattacharya's invitation to lunch. After this, Sarvam Bhattacharya said, "My Lord, there are 10 sannyasis with you." Sarvam Bhattacharya then submitted that Paramananda Pura Goswami would accept the 5-day invitation at his place. This had already been settled before the Lord. Sarvam Bhattacharya said, "Damodar Swarup is my intimate friend. He will come sometimes with you and sometimes alone. The other 8 sannyasis will accept the invitation for 2 days each. In this way, there will be engagements for each and every day during the entire month. If all the sannyasis came together, it would not be possible for me to pay them proper respect. Therefore, I would be an offender. Sometimes you will come alone to my place, and sometimes you will be accompanied by Swarup Damodar." Having this arrangement confirmed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Bhattacharya became very glad and immediately invited the Lord to his house on that very day. Sarvam Bhattacharya's wife was known as Satiramata, the mother of Sati. She was a great devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and she was affectionate like a mother. After returning to his home, Sarvam Bhattacharya gave orders to his wife, and his wife, Satiramata, began cooking with great pleasure. Sarvam Bhattacharya's house, at Sarvam Bhattacharya's house, there was always a full stock of food. Whatever spinach, vegetables, fruit, and so on were required, he collected and brought back home. Sarvam Bhattacharya personally began to help Satiramata cook. She was very experienced, and she knew how to cook nicely. On the southern side of the kitchen were 2 rooms for offering food, and in one of them the food was offered to Shalagram Narayan. The other room was for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lunch. The Lord's lunch room was very secluded, and it was newly constructed by the Bhattacharya. The room was so constructed that there was only one door opening on the outside, which served as an entrance for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There was another door attached to the kitchen, and it was through this door that the food was brought. First, 3 manas of cooked rice, almost 6 pounds, was poured onto a big banana leaf. Then the whole stack of rice was mixed with so much yellowish and fragrant clarified butter that it began to overflow the leaf. There were a number of pots made of the bark of banana trees and the leaves of the kaya plant. These pots were filled with various cooked vegetables and placed on all sides of the leaf. There were about 10 kinds of spinach, a soup called shukta, which was made with bitter neem leaves and pungent preparation made with black pepper, a mild cake made of fried curd and buttermilk mixed with small pieces of fried dal. There were preparations of dukta, tumbi, dugda kushunda, beshara lefra, mocha ghanta, mocha bhaja, and other vegetables. There were unlimited quantities of vritha kushumunda, kushmanda, badi, phula, badi, fruits, and various roots. Other preparations included eggplants mixed with newly ground nimba leaves fried together, light badi, fried patola, and fried rounds of squash and pumpkin. There was a soup made with fried urd dal and mung dal, defeating nectar. There were also sweet chutney and 5 or 6 kinds of sour preparations beginning with badamla. There were badas made of mung dal, of urd dal, and of sweet bananas, and there were sweet rice cakes, coconut cakes, and various other cakes. There were kanja, bada, dugda, chida, dugda, lakladi, and various cakes that I am unable to describe. Sweet rice mixed with ghee was poured into an earthen pot and mixed with champakala, condensed milk, and mango. Other preparations included a very delicious curd and a variety of sandesh sweetmeats. Indeed, all the various eatables available in Bengal and Orissa were prepared. Then the Bhattacharya prepared a great variety of food and spread a fine cloth over a white wooden platform. On two sides of the stacked food were pitchers filled with scented cold water. The flowers of the tulsi trees were placed atop the mound of rice. Sarvam Bhattacharya also included several types of food that had been offered to Lord Jagannath. These included sweet balls known as Amrita Gutika, sweet rice and cakes. All these were kept separate. When everything was ready, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came there alone after finishing his midday duties. He knew the heart of Sarvam Bhattacharya. After Sarvam Bhattacharya washed the Lord's feet, the Lord entered the room to take his lunch. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a little astonished to see the gorgeous arrangement and gesture, and he spoke to Sarvam Bhattacharya, "This is most uncommon. How has this arrangement of rice and vegetables been finished within 6 hours? Even 100 men cooking on 100 stoves could not possibly finish all these preparations within so short a time. I hope the food has already been offered to Krishna, since I see there are tulsi flowers on it. You are most fortunate, and your endeavor is successful, for you have offered such wonderful food to Radha Krishna. The color of the rice is so attractive, and its aroma is so good, that it appears Radha and Krishna have directly taken it. My dear Bhattacharya, your fortune is very great. How much shall I praise you? I am also very fortunate to be able to take the remnants of this food. Take away Krishna's sitting plate and put it aside. Then give me prasadam on a different plate." Sarvam Bhattacharya said, "It is not so wonderful, my lord. Everything has been made possible by the energy and mercy of him who will eat the food. My wife and I did not especially exert ourselves in the cooking. He by whose power the food has been prepared knows everything. Now, please sit in this place and take your lunch." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, "This place is worshipable because it was used by Krishna." The Bhattacharya said, "Both the food and the sitting place are the Lord's mercy. If you can eat the remnants of the food, what is the offense in your sitting in this place?" Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then said, "Yes, you have spoken correctly. The Shastras enjoin that the devotees can partake of everything left by Krishna. Quote, my dear Lord, the garland, scented substance, garments, ornaments, and other such things have been offered to you may later be used by your servants. By partaking of these things and eating the remnants of food you have left, we will be able to conquer you, lose your energy." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then said, "There is so much food here that it is impossible to eat it all." The Bhattacharya replied, "I know how much you can eat. After all the Jagannath Puri, you eat 52 times a day, and each time you eat hundreds of buckets filled with prasadam. At Dwarka, you keep 16,000 queens and 16,000 palaces. Also, there are 18 mothers and numerous friends and relatives of the Adi dynasty. In Vrindavan, you also have your father's elder brothers, your father's younger brothers, maternal uncles, husbands of your father's sisters, and many cowherd men. There are also cowherd boyfriends, and you eat twice a day, morning and evening, in the house of each and every one." "Indeed," Sarvam Bhattacharya continued, "at the Govardhan Puja ceremony, you ate stacks of rice. In comparison to that, the small quantity is not even a morsel for you. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whereas I am a most insignificant living being. Therefore, please accept a little quantity of food from my house." Hearing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiled and sat down to eat. The Bhattacharya, with great pleasure, first offered him the prasadam from the Jagannath temple. And now enters Amogha, whom we'll read about a little more tomorrow. Hare Krishna.